This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, we're going to lead this week off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's certainly been exciting times in which we live.
Yes, they have.
I was trying to do a summary to figure out all the pieces on the chessboard. Can I run through it with you?
Certainly.
Well, what we don't know is who's moving the pieces. And when people act in unexpected ways, you think there's someone behind the scenes. Think back 4 years. At the request of both Clinton and Obama, we saw both the FBI and the CIA claim that Russia helped Trump get elected. The media used any excuse to blame Trump, so they jumped on that line. In fact, later we learned that Hillary Clinton leaked national secrets from her private server. No one went to jail for that corruption. So the rot in our government is shockingly deep. We saw the tech giants of Google and Facebook slam conservatives. If you remember, in recent years, they skewed their search results. If you typed in Clinton, you thought you were looking for St. Hillary. You were delivered adjectives like racist, rapist, if you typed in Trump. In fact, it was Clinton whose organization helped pedophiles and rapists. We saw George Soros buy secretaries of state in battleground states across the country. We saw Zuckerberg and Bloomberg give hundreds of millions of dollars each to Democrats. We saw prominent Democrats on the board of Dominion voting systems. We saw voting information sent to foreign servers, and the CIA and NSA say they didn't know a thing about it. Gosh, how did that happen? And none of that makes sense. So they're probably lying to us. The voting results were absurd. We saw Trump get more votes than any sitting president ever. He had more small donors than any sitting president ever. And this guy's a billionaire, yet we donated to him. We saw the vote tally suddenly shift in the middle of the night when they supposedly stopped counting votes. We saw Dominion voting systems delivered an unusual number of votes to Biden. I mean, how did Biden voters know to use that machine rather than the machine right next to it that seemed to be acting normally? The simpler explanation, as you say, Occam's razor, is that the Dominion voting machines turned ordinary people into Biden voters at midnight. We saw prominent judges look the other way as election laws were violated. We saw state legislators approve fraudulent election. That doesn't make sense. We saw the news media blame Trump for violence. I know many people who were at that rally said, I saw Antifa demonstrators that were bused to the front of the Trump rally. Right in front of the Capitol, he goes, this lie is reminiscent of Nazi Germany. By the way, we didn't break in. They opened the door. And now, in a spirit of unification, the left has demanded that anyone who went to a Trump rally be fired. The radio syndication company Cumulus threatened to fire any of their broadcasters who question the legitimacy of Biden. If you and I dare question the election, when we saw Google, Twitter, and Facebook suppress our freedom of speech, when we spoke out on other forums, we saw Google, Apple, and Amazon deplatform Parler. We know who's being corrupt, but we don't know who's pulling the strings behind it, Bill. Someone said this was simply American politicians and American corporations adopting the Chinese model of power, or maybe the Russian model of power, where the KGB is running their government. They want markets without Fremont markets. They want elections without democracy. Maybe that's what they're seeing, Bill, but I don't know.
With the media, you ever seen one of those parodies where they get out there and if you put on the glasses, you see a completely different thing than if
you take
off the glasses?
Who is the wrestler? Yeah.
Are you talking about Rowdy Roddy Piper with They Live?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what you were thinking of?
Yeah, well, that's as good a one as any of them. So they're wearing these glasses and the glasses are actually sort of stupid and very ignorant because while they're talking all this stuff and want to do all these things, while you're telling me all this, I see an article on One American News Network where Joe Biden pledges to defeat the NRA.
Yes.
Which tells me how engaged Joe is because Joe doesn't know the NRA right now, circling right now.
A paper tiger circling the drain.
And, here's the thing. I saw an interview with Trent Lott. And Trent Lott presided over the Republican Senate when it was 50-50. And Tom Daschle was the Democratic senator, the head of the Democratic side. And those two worked together to try to get things done, but they were friends. And still, Trent Lott got out there and he said, I don't think anybody understands how difficult this is going to be to move the chains. Because unless they change the rules and they don't have the majority necessary to, by majority, they don't have the 60 votes to do it. Unless they change the rules to some simple majority thing, they would never get cloture on any of the gun control stuff. And in the meantime, Joe Biden's out there. I'm going to ban this. I'm going to take these. I'm going to do this. And and the House is in the same boat. I mean, you got Nancy Pelosi right now because they're all running to her. But, I mean, I saw Leslie Stahl rip her up. Because she was out there talking about the obstruction of the Republicans getting out the COVID relief, and Leslie Stahl said, well, you held it up for 8 months, didn't you there, Nance? So one thing that I think they forgot is that for all these things that they've been saying they're going to promise, they got used to Trump. The American people got used to Trump doing what he said. And now they're going to be expecting him to do what he said. And if they don't do what they promised to do, well, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
And plus, they want to impeach now. That's stupid. He's got, 9 days left, and they want to impeach him.
Well, by the way, John Brennan, former CIA director, said anybody who ever had any affiliation with Trump should be excoriated until they disavow any associate. So we now have truth commissions. I mean, Bloomberg's puppets said, gun owners are racist. I'll give you this whole quote. We only have a minute. White supremacy and racism are inextricably linked with the gun movement and are used to stroke delusions and incite violence. We call for the immediate removal or resignation of Donald Trump to ensure the safety and security of all people in this country. Did she, miss the part where we had the black veterans who stopped the Democrat KKK in the South?
Of course they did. Wow. History means nothing. It's all about feels, Rob. You know that. Stop injecting logic to this. Tell people how they can find you. How can people find you?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is carried on Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I also get carried on Amaland. Sometimes, once a week, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, sometimes. The only time he doesn't get on here is when he's underwater. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount with when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, podcaster of note, writer of note, a few other things of note.
And a guy who trained with you, Bill.
Twice.
You're going to have a couple of times now. When do you have Dean on next? Because he was at the protest in D.C.
He was. And he was on the day of the protest, and he was on Friday. And he'll be back on Wednesday.
Okay, but it's till Wednesday. Well, okay, I'm not going to cover that too much more because he'll do a much better job. Dean and I were talking, and we're going, wow, gun culture 2.0 is urban, female, minority, more than it used to be. So with that cultural shift, if you ask urban people, do you know a lot of people? Oh, yeah, we in the city, we're connected. You go, know any gun owners? And they go, not a one. So that means gun owners may know each other, but if you're a new gun owner in an urban area, particularly if it's Democratic, you may not know many other new gun owners. And I thought, wow, these people need a map. You know so much, Bill, that you learned by osmosis after this many years. And I thought, you know, do new gun owners literally know that every class they need to take, probably for the first year, is going to start with the 4 years of firearm safety?
Right.
Right? You've helped your buddy out at the range. And even when you and I go to an advanced class, what do they start with? The four rules. And then think of it. You're new to owning a gun. You're new to handling a gun. You need touch time, probably with an empty gun and an instructor who says, that's not a safe direction. And you go, oh my, because thinking where this thing is pointed all the time is a skill. And firearms, safe gun handling, firearms ownership is a skill. It's not a theory. Now, your instructor tells you what to do. You do it, show it back to him. And he says, well, you got part of it right. Here's what you didn't notice the first time. Try it this way. Okay. Show me again. That's perfect. Now keep doing perfect, slow on your own. And eventually you get it. And I'm worried these, 8 million new gun owners are trying to learn this off of bad YouTube movies. What do you think?
Well, I mean, when you're talking about training, right, and like you said, we have trained at the same classes, you and I, the last two classes, although I haven't been with you the last time you trained.
No.
Most of your, like the fighting pistol class, that was about gunfighting. So the first thing they did was make us give up all of the fine motor function and go to gross motor function.
Right.
And I'm finding with some of the video I post, for example, like I had this video I put up, and my complaint was the gun was small enough to where when I ran the slide back the way I had trained to do it at Tactical Response, that my hand was too big and it captured the round and it stayed in the ejector port.
Oops.
So there was plenty of people that were telling me in the comments that, one, I either put too much stock in the things I've been taught, or two, that's not the way you do it. And the first thing I thought about when I was reading this and considering this was, I've always said that I don't understand why the training industry isn't bigger and why there's not more people going to it. And then as I was reading this stuff, I was thinking, wow, this is indicative of people that have not been trained.
Right.
Because, right. You know, in a gunfight, you're not going to be sitting there going, well, I know with this gun that if I do it this way, that I'm going to capture the round. But that's the way I've trained to do it everywhere I've ever gone.
Right.
So, anyway.
that's a perfect example, you know, fine versus gross. New students, you go, okay, you just got your gun. You shot it a couple times. Do you know how to tell if it's loaded right now? What do you have to do to tell if it's loaded? And how do you make it either loaded or unloaded, depending on what you see and feel? And I'm afraid we're going to get deer in the headlights if we ask them that. And, okay, they just need more time. And somebody's got to tell them that that's part of being a gun owner. I think you stage guns around your house, and I know people that they're either in their hand, on their body, or in a safe. But those are choices, and who's going to? We got to tell the new. I hope that all of us old gunnies will say, "Let me buy you a cup of coffee. Have you thought about this?"
Well, you know, sure. I just the problem becomes, and I'm seeing this now with everything that's going on right now. Too many people believe what they see. Like if it's in the news or on a blog or on a YouTube video, they believe what they see, and that's fine. That gives you a place to like push off ashore. But
right.
you're going to have to adopt what you see to where you can do it. And if you don't adopt it or adapt it, then you're going to have problems. And you know, that's the only thing. It's one thing to get out there and develop habits. It's quite another thing to keep, you know, with Jaeger. When we went to yep. Jaeger's class, his biggest thing that he tells any student coming to his class is that I want you to keep your open mind.
Right.
And that and if you can keep that open mind with, in terms of handling a gun, then it becomes less of an ego thing and more of a proficiency thing. You just want to do it. You want to do it fast. You want to do it accurate. You want to do it fast.
Right.
Know? And the way of staying open-minded gets that, gets you there. And
now here, go ahead.
No, I was done. We got a minute left, so just state something real quick.
Boy, you just saved me there, Bill.
Oh.
I just had an instructor on, and I'm going to have him back on my podcast, and he goes, yeah, it's easy. People love skills because they say, you know, before I felt I was this fast, now I'm this much faster. And he goes, yeah, but what about tactics? Did you learn how to be in a situation where you virtually cannot lose, no matter if you're outgunned or outnumbered? And I went, wow, that's not near as sexy, is it? Nobody ever put that in a movie scene where grandma, you know, made the four guys run away because she hid in a dark corner and they never saw her.
Yeah.
Doesn't look very good on camera, but boy, does it work. So, yeah, we need both. We need both tactics and skills.
And you need to know when and how to employ both. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing an article of impeachment against President Trump. Multiple sources say the four-page impeachment article charges the president with inciting violence against the government of the United States. House Republicans did block a resolution put forth by Democrats asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Regarding impeachment, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says now's not the time.
We should not be pursuing this impeachment. We should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
Flags across the country are being flown at half-staff out of respect for the two U.S. Capitol Police officers who died last Wednesday. USA Radio News. An airline crash overseas has people looking for answers.
Divers on Monday stepped up retrieval efforts for the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed into the sea off Jakarta, Indonesia over the weekend. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew and crashed 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight. There were no survivors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salust Reformation Line, Providence Line. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Rob Morse. Where would you like to go from here? I slowed your roll there for a second. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Good news.
Okay.
Now, you have to dig a little bit. We have seen delays across the country as so many new gun owners said, yeah, that's for me. I'd like to buy one. I may need registration. Maybe I just need a background check before the seller puts it in my hands. Well, we've seen delays in Illinois and Pennsylvania where the state, whether by intent or by overwork, it's hard to tell, has made people wait for weeks, if not months, before they could buy a gun. And in New Hampshire, that's not sitting very well. There's a bill that was recently introduced that would eliminate New Hampshire's state-run background check system because their claim is that's where the delays are, and they would just have to use the NICS system. So we've had people, if you can get a terminal, boom, that's really quick for NICS inquiries. The phone calls are a little slower if you have to call in, but that typically takes minutes rather than days or weeks that we're seeing delays in New Hampshire. So I thought that was great that somebody was going to basically say to his own state government, you told us this would be fast and effective. It's not fast. Therefore, we're going to get rid of it. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not so good news. And I can smell conflict of interest all the way from here. Google, Comcast, and Microsoft donated to the Biden Inauguration Fund.
Sure, I saw that. I did.
Then, well, that one, a clever editor put this quite close to it. I thought they were trying to embarrass those tech giants, too. Google, Apple, and Amazon then deplatformed Parler. You could say they're a competitor. And so did Parler's phone provider. And I suspect, why would a phone provider care unless Google, Apple, and Amazon said, hi, you want to keep doing business? Toe the line or we'll drop you from service too. So free speech, freedom of expression, some of it's more equal than others. And oddly enough, free speech is suddenly unimportant to liberal leftists.
Well, here's what I'm doing yep. as far as this goes. Now, I had one of my posts on Instagram fact-checked.
Right.
And it was a picture of Kamala Harris, and it was purely an opinion about people, young ladies, looking at her as a role model with the way she has treated the black community as Attorney General.
Right.
So that got fact-checked, and then it got hidden from view. So I deleted my Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, I didn't really have a whole lot going on Twitter anyway, so I just went ahead and deleted that. I was considering Facebook, but with Facebook, I've decided to stay on Facebook, and in the meantime, we're going to build out the website. I've already got a newsletter happening. We're going to build it out and become a little bit of a news aggregator and everything else, and I'm going to go to all my favorite writers, including you, and ask for permission to put the articles on the website in addition to video and in addition to the other stuff I'm going to do. And I'm going to consolidate everything to my platform.
Right.
And then, you know, if somebody wants to find me, it should be as easy as going to my website as it is going to Facebook or Instagram or any of these other things. And unfortunately, that may be what it's coming to. I don't know what other people are going to do. I think we should get out there, and if they want to deny service, that's fine. Well, it's quite the big order they're asking for. And I mean, Twitter, it's already hurting their market value, turning away all these users, because Trump had 99 million followers. You think they didn't follow him?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They went to Parler, and I think Parler will be back in a few days. I hope. I did notice also in the news, and by the way, the answer is yes, Bill. Anything I write is yours.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think you'll cross-post at Amaland as well?
What, my stuff? I mean, my stuff's not going to be my stuff. It's going to be your stuff and whoever else I can get to allow me to do it.
I kind of wondered why I don't see more of your videos up at Amaland. You know,
because
here's Bill's gun review.
I don't ask them to put them up there. I used to, and I couldn't help myself with the comment section.
Okay. The age of that comment, the apparent age of that comment session, it is down in the teenage years. There's some tragic news, but doesn't surprise you. We found out that gun control doesn't work in Illinois. Over the weekend, a criminal got a gun, went on a rampage, and killed four people Saturday afternoon. The guy's got a lengthy rap sheet. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. I thought all that Chicago-style gun control was supposed to prevent this. Not even close. Not even close. I did like the fact, though, that in Oklahoma, this criminal got out of jail. 3 days later, he tried to break in, and the homeowner said, nope, not on my watch. And that criminal will not, unfortunately, make any more mistakes. Certainly not above ground. And I have to ask, which system works better? It's harsh justice, but letting individuals defend themselves tends to stop recidivism. It is the ultimate in justice in the sense that crime is harder to commit. So it's a wonderful deterrent. If crime is harder to commit, fewer criminals want to stay in the business. Is it more elaborate than that, Bill, and I'm missing it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's actually, and that's a problem. The way it's portrayed, it's overcomplicated, and some things can be, when you look at it and you say it the way you just said it, some people say, oh, well, he's oversimplifying. Well, no, this is Occam's razor. So, you know.
I don't think so. There was another good news article. Do you know Nancy Mace? She's from your area. Not exactly your area.
I have had a few conversations with her, yes.
Interesting. I thought you might have, because she said after seeing what Antifa did in D.C., this is a congressman from South Carolina.
Yep.
She said, I felt like a sitting duck. Locked doors, shades drawn, sitting in a dark room under my desk. The only line of defense we had between a violent mob and members of Congress were the Capitol Hill police. It was clear they were overrun. There were thousands of people here. She said, we did not wait to protect ourselves. Oh,
we're headed to the next break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live. Excuse me. That sounded nice, didn't it? Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, and it has been a very involved conversation because we keep forgetting the break is coming, both of us do.
You say
no big whoop. I mean, it's live radio. I mean, that's the way it rolls, right?
Well, I liked Representative Mace. She said, okay, on New Year's Eve, she goes, here I am qualifying for my, qualified at the range to get her concealed weapons permit in D.C. And then she goes on to quote, I will abide by all D.C. laws and the laws on Capitol Hill, but make no mistake, I will be protecting myself and my family in the future 100% of the time.
Nancy Mace is the first female to ever graduate from the Citadel.
Wow. Well, that explains something.
Yeah, she is nobody's, and she did have a military career, so she's nobody's fool when it comes to certain things, and so she comes with that mindset already.
Well, she and Boebert.
Yeah.
Boebert, you know, and on the other, I can't imagine when those two get together, but those things they will come up with, which is good.
Well, if they form their squad.
Right. And
that'd be like a fire team. So, I mean, you know. Anyway.
Speaking of a fire team, I went and looked up the comment you threw out.
Yeah.
Twitter lost some value this morning. $5 billion.
Yeah.
After they closed President Trump's account over the weekend.
Yeah. And
a
I mean,
lot of it.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, I would like nothing better than, I have a lot of Apple stuff. And Apple is pretty good normally about, like, Apple encrypts everything in iMessage, which is the text message thing between iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not give the FBI any backdoors into that. They are very much about privacy. And yet when they kicked Parler out, you know, besides, it would be quite the economic breakdown for me to get everything I needed to get in order to replace all this Apple stuff.
Right.
But I mean, they're not making friends. They're not making friends with this. And at the same time, they're all going to look foolish in the end. They can do all this stuff that it takes a minute to respond to all they like, and then it's going to, eventually the roosters will come home to roost.
Well, you and I wonder who's behind the scenes pulling the strings. Is it Soros? Is it the CIA? I really don't know. But in the meantime, there are some good people in government. I saw where in Washington State, this city council member, city commissioner he's called, had worked for over 2 years, and he finally got the votes, lined it up. And all it said is, you know how you can carry everywhere else you go? If you work for the county, you can carry at work, too. That means on your way to and from, when you left work to pick up your kids. Oh, you left work to go to the doctor's office or pick your kids up and take them. So you can carry now. You carry. They got rid of a gun-free zone. And in contrast, I saw that in Maryland, they wanted to expand gun-free zones. And Washington, D.C. area in Arlington, now that Virginia has turned blue. That is such, well, we know crime's going to go up in that area. Someone asked me, Bill, and I don't know, is that increase in crime, is that a fault or is that a feature? They're going to say, look, we put in gun control and all that happened was crime went up. That means we have to ban all guns. And you're going, wait, what?
Well, I mean, haven't we already banned speeding?
Yes.
And banned murder.
Mm-hmm.
Banned drug use and drug abuse and banned drug pushing.
Oh, you're saying prohibition doesn't work, Bill?
All those things, there is no analog between gun control and anything else that they put a law in place, because the lawmakers know most laws are put in place as a punishment for when you break the law, right?
Right.
That's why they're put in place. Whereas gun control is all about trying to change a behavior or inhibit a behavior or influence a behavior.
But
so
whose behavior?
Well, people that would own guns, people that want to buy guns. It has nothing to do with you breaking the law. I mean, a gun is a enumerated right and the founding fathers knew that going about and being able to defend yourself was a pre-existing thought pattern that existed prior to the government, prior to the Constitution. They knew that. They acknowledged that. And this only affects law-abiding people.
Thank you.
This is not one of those things that are getting out there and stopping a criminal from going to the gun shop and filling out a 4473. They don't do it. They don't have to.
They don't do it.
Nope.
Yeah, I like the way you phrased that. We passed more gun laws so that people who obey the law that aren't a problem in the first place will obey the law. What about the people that don't obey the law?
Well, I mean, the other thing they do, they passed other laws, right, to where, like, if you get out there and you do an armed robbery, they're going to charge you with, what, 10, 15 different things?
Right.
But then they're going to plea it down. And I thought the reason they added all this to this was to add to the penalty to keep a criminal locked up. But now, instead of doing that, it's more about, it's become either it's an ID politics thing or it's whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but they pass a lot of laws, and they know they're never going to enforce them if a criminal runs afoul of them. But in the case of gun control, it's all about keeping me and you from getting them in the first place.
I was speaking to a public defender, and she said this. The reason we see those charges dropped is they're used because they don't have enough time and money to go to trial. The state cannot prosecute all of the crimes we see. And remember, a lot of those are drug crimes. They'd simply, even if they had everybody absolutely did to rights, they knew the guilty from the innocent, they don't have enough courtrooms, judges, and lawyers to try them, so they have to make plea deals. Otherwise, they got to turn them loose.
Yeah.
If I can't get a plea deal, And it's the threat of trial that gets me a plea deal, but the state hasn't funded enough courts and prosecutors to get the job done.
You go to certain jurisdictions like San Francisco, and they fund hypodermic needles.
Right.
They fund
It's our fault as voters.
Yeah.
Well, because when somebody said, hi, I'm going to enforce the law, and everybody went, ooh, couldn't we be squishy? And they say, oh, I'm going to hand out needles to druggies. Oh, that sounds so kind and benevolent. Right.
So on the one hand, on one hand, they'll make it easy for a drug abuser to mainline heroin. And on the other hand, they'll make it harder for a law-abiding citizen to purchase a means of self-defense.
Yep. Yes.
Convoluted.
Yes.
Now, this time before we run out of time, tell everybody how they can find you.
Thank you, Bill. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a little snack food of a podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That runs 90 minutes. It used to be called Politics and Guns. We have a lot to talk about. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's picked up, taken up the Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. The Politics and Guns articles appear on Ammo Land, Shooting Sports News. So does some of Bill's stuff. I now get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land. And once a week, I get to join Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
We got Dan on next, I hope.
We do have Dan on next.
Oh.
I was a little concerned about that because Dan was a little fried as much as I was. I was very fried at the end of the week. But I think he's revved up now, and we'll see what Mr. Zimmerman brings to play.
With all of the guys working for him, boy, I can't wait to hear. It'll be good.
It will. It will indeed. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. And like he was saying, coming up next, it's going to be the latest stuff out there with the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman, and this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.